Hello, listeners, and welcome. Today's recording is tied into the daily nugget that I posted today, titled, What Are We Missing? And I was inspired to do this call, this recording, to give you a tool to work with this, to work with addiction, to work with abundance. So I'm going to guide you through a meditation, and this is a place that you can go to as much as you'd like to work with the energies that are stirred up within yourself. It's all about having the right tools for the job. And we do need tools. So let's get started. Find a comfortable place and sit quietly. Notice where in your body you might feel tight. You might have pain or discomfort. We're just going to wrap those areas up in love. Send your cells the nourishment and the energy that they are seeking. Send your body the support that it needs to move whatever might be stuck in that place, jammed up, coagulated. Because all pain in the physical starts in the mental and emotional fields. And when we don't deal with it there, it then lands in our body because then we have to deal with it because it hurts. So as you sit there, let's just breathe. Just notice how your breathing feels. Notice the areas in the body that we were just focusing on. I'm sending lots of healing energy to those places. Yes, I can do this, even though you're not in the same room with me, even though you might be listening to this weeks or months or years from now. This work accesses every spot on our timeline. It transcends time and space. Now let's start breathing in through our nose and out through our mouth. Just nice and gentle, rhythmic. In through the nose, out through the mouth. In through the nose, out through the mouth. In through the nose, out through the mouth. And on our next in-breath, we're going to hold our breath and expand it at the top of the in-breath. We're going to really fill up our lungs. We're going to make sure that we're accessing our entire lungs because our lungs are a lot bigger than we use. We often only use a small part of our lungs. Many people only use the upper part of their lungs, and we have these whole lungs we can breathe into, down into the base, into the sides, open things up. Make sure your armpits are soft and you're not clenching your arms to your sides so that you can really access that part of your lungs. So when you breathe in through your nose, get to the top of your breath, let's hold it for a moment, and envision it expanding out and filling your entire lung, both sides. And then exhale through your mouth. Let's do that again. Inhale through the nose. Hold it at the top of your in-breath. Imagine the air, the oxygen, expanding, filling up your entire lungs from both sides, top to bottom. Exhale through your mouth. Often I feel we perceive our lungs as a one-dimensional organ, but we are multidimensional. There's the front of our lungs, the backs, the sides, the tops, the bottoms. There's so much we can access, so much we can use. The breath is a powerful tool. Always come back to the breath. Now let's breathe in through our nose. Let's breathe in the energy of abundance. Breathe it in through your nose, in through your entire body, in through all the cells of your body, all the way down to your toes, out to the ends of your fingertips. And then exhale anything less than that. Breathe in through your nose. Breathe in abundance again. Breathe it into your body, into all of your cells, everywhere, all of them. Fill your cells with abundance from your head to your toe, inside and out. Exhale through your mouth. Breathe in abundance again, in through your nose, into every cell of your being. So now we're going to expand out beyond our body, into our entire being, which goes beyond our body. Feel yourself as far as you'd like to go, and then exhale through your mouth. When we breathe into the bigger part of ourselves, and we start to feel how big we really are, our bodies feel less confining, less tight. Now we're going to go to our inner sanctuary. We're going to visit the place within ourselves where our light resides, where the part of us that is really us lives. So for most people, the entry point is somewhere in your torso. You either can go in through your heart or solar plexus or belly button. There's an entry point to go in, and just allow yourself to be guided to where that is. And if you have to pause this to feel around, then do so. But when you start looking for it, it's going to open to you because you want to find it. And when you enter this place, it's very expansive. So you go into this place, and even though it's located within your physical body, it expands out infinitely. When you go to this place, let's create exactly where you want to be. What's your favorite place in the world? Or it can even be a place you've never been. What does it look like? This is your inner sanctuary. Create what it looks like. Does it have trees and birds? Does it have an ocean or mountains or volcanoes? Maybe there's herds of animals or fields of wildflowers. Whatever place feels good to you. There are no rules. You can create whatever you want. So go there to that place that you've created. This is a powerful place. This is a very safe place. This is where you can go to center yourself, to ask questions, to receive guidance, to connect with your team of spirit helpers and angels and guides. And eventually, after practice, you will be able to spend most of your time in that place. You will want to. Checking into yourself, connecting into you and you. The most important relationship in your life. So once you've created your world, sit in it. Find a comfortable place. Notice how things look and smell and feel. Get your senses involved. And from this place, we're going to connect down into the earth or whatever medium you've chosen for your sacred place. we're going to grow roots down off the base of our spine. Allow the roots to penetrate deep into the substance below you. Let them spread deep and wide if they want to. They can be big roots or small roots. Whatever you'd like, this is your world. This is your creation. This is supposed to feel good. This is grounding. This is connecting. This will be energizing. Grow your roots. And when you feel like you've gotten to a stopping point where your roots have stopped growing, come back to your body. And imagine that your body is a trunk of a tree. And now you're going to grow your branches up towards the sky. Now we're going to connect in to all that is. Connect into the mothership, the divine energy, source energy, God, goddess, whatever word feels right for you, whatever you resonate with. We're going to connect into that with the branches of our tree. Some people reach that place just above the Earth's atmosphere. Some people have to travel a great distance to find it. The more that you practice, the faster you connect. But when you do find the light, you will merge with it. And you will then connect the dots between source energy, you, and your earth, so that the perceived disconnection or this perceived separation is connected, joined, and oneness is achieved. And from this grounded and connected place, we're going to ask ourselves, the question, what does it feel like to be whole? What does it feel like to be whole? Because what we have been exploring in this nugget, and what I have explored many times, the ideas of addiction and lack and abundance, and that possibly abundance is the absence of addiction, because the energy of addiction is the energy of lack, because you're always needing something outside of yourself. And everybody has addiction in some way, shape, or form. Everybody. So I'm seeking to guide us to a place of wholeness so that what we seek is not outside of ourselves, so that we can then experience abundance on every level of our being, in every area of our life. What does it feel like to be whole? You're going to ask yourself that question so that then your life can show you the answer, rather than being in the place of, why is this happening and why is that happening and why can't I do this or have that or be that? You're asking the question of, what does it feel like to be whole? And then your life and the universe can respond by showing you what it feels like to be whole. So continue this practice. Continue on a daily basis, every day, as many times of the day as you'd like. And the more you do it, the more often you'll do it. The more you commit to it, the more you'll want to be there as often as possible. I know this. So you go, you sit quietly, you breathe, you go to your sacred place, you connect down into the earth with your roots, you connect up, connect the dots between the perceived separation so that you can have the oneness that we're all seeking, the oneness that is there but we have forgotten. Your grounding, centering, connecting. All within your mind's eye, within your imagination, your creativity. It can be done anywhere. You can be sitting at the bus stop. You can be sitting at your desk at work. You could be waiting to pick up your kids. Just think about the place that this puts you in, because how do you feel right now? Do you feel calm? Do you feel open? Do you feel sparkly or tingly? Chances are you've shifted somehow. We shift when we practice these things. And the more we practice, the more we shift until we're in the point of in a permanently shifted place. We're different. So take this into your life, into your world. Share it with your people. Practice it yourself. Practice it with your friends and family. Let's learn what it feels like to be whole so that we can all then experience wholeness, experience oneness, experience abundance in every area of our life and lives. Thank you for sharing this time with me. It's been a blessing and an honor. Until next time, take care.